And again, a swap of scenes. We are going to talk to a member of the European Parliament, Francesca Donato. She is an Italian politician. And we're going to switch to English. Italienische Politikerin, die kritischen Ideen gegenüber
2013. Also founder of the political association Rinascita Repubblicana for the protection of democratic and republican values in Italy since 2021. And she looks at the need of inquiries into hospitals' practices when they deal with unvaccinated patients. For example, there are reports of denial of medical treatment and surgery, the need of an independent analysis of COVID vaccines that are suspected to contain nanotechnology or other unknown components, not biocompatible. And these are scientific issues that have a direct repercussion on the vaccine's legitimacy. Ms. Donato, can you...
Hello.
Good. I'm sorry again. I have to apologize for having kept you waiting, but I think maybe if you listened to some of the translations, it wasn't totally boring, right?
Of course. It was very interesting. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me in this meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, please tell us, what have you found out and what are you going to dig deeper into?
Well, first of all, I'd like to expose you the current situation in Italy, where we are witnessing a progressive attack to fundamental human rights of Italian citizens. Just today, we received the announcement of the last government decree that introduced the need of a COVID certificate or a vaccine passport, even for old people to draw their pension in public offices. Yeah. This is a really insane and shameful discrimination against old people because, everybody knows, the majority of them don't have digital devices or are not used to handle them. So they, a few of them have the possibility of having the accreditation of their pension on their online banking service. And if they don't have any relative, a son, a daughter who can go in their place to the public desk and draw their pension, they physically can't access their money. They can't get their money. And this is terrible. It's just a persecution against unvaccinated people that our government is treating as if they were criminals. They are considered as criminals, guilty of a very bad fault, a very bad crime, and that they are going on punishing with increasingly harsh measures and segregation and restrictions that have not any scientific basis any longer. Because what we're witnessing in our hospitals is that the majority of hospitalized people are vaccinated, are double vaccinated, and some of them even with a booster done. But the media are wrongly informing people, saying that the majority of them are unvaccinated. The point is that according to the government directives, people who didn't receive a booster in time are scheduled as unvaccinated too, even if they had the two doses of vaccine. So there is a awful disinformation going on and a hate campaign against the so-called no-vax, that means people who are not compliant with the later rules about boosters vaccination. Today we need these certificates to access every premise, public premises, like such as shops, public offices, public services, such as, hairdressers, beauty salons, but also stores, with the only exemptions of food stores and markets, but only to buy basic necessities. If you go to a supermarket and you buy something different, buy food or basic goods, police can search in your trolley and fine you if you don't have the green pass, the so-called green pass, which is the COVID Italian certificate. In spite of, besides that, there is not the possibility for anybody to use public transports. No public transport may be accessed by people if they're not vaccinated or recover from COVID by not longer by 6 months. So you need a vaccine passport to use a train, a bus, a plane, and the people living in islands, as I am, I live in Sicily. We have two main islands in Italy, Sicily and Sardinia, and a lot of minor islands. Well, all these people are segregated in their islands because if we are not recently vaccinated, we cannot take a plane or a boat, a public ferry, to go to the mainland. So in this moment, there are dozens of suits of legal actions that are being presented to the courts. And some courts are welcoming them, are giving positive responses, so they allow people to travel and to work. We have the mandatory vaccination for all people older than 50 with sanctions, money to pay, fines, if we don't comply, which are applied directly by the taxis agency. And so we are living a sort of nightmare. The current opinion is that Mussolini was more democratic than Mario Draghi, by all means, and no doubt. On the scientific point of view, I'm interviewing very often a lot of people who suffer from adverse effects due to the vaccinations, who are, in many cases, are very serious. They affect the central system, neurologic system, or heart conditions, circulation, diseases, or even others, very, very, very serious effects. And they receive no help, no free assistance by the public sanitary system. They are totally abandoned by doctors and hospitals who treat them like if they were no vax because they complain about the effects of vaccines. There are a lot of people who are desperate because they already lost someone in their family because of the vaccines, or they already suffer for damages after the vaccines, and they are obliged to have the third dose or the first dose in any case, because physicians refuse to sign exemptions. Our government allowed only vaccinators to release exemptions, and they have the order of releasing none.
Wow,
I'm trying to to say all of these things on the media. And often I go to TV shows where I, you know, denounce all of these things. I also intervened in the European Parliament many times, even with other MEPs, my colleagues, who denounced this situation. But the European Union is totally silent, is totally supporting Mario Draghi's government, regardless of the terrible violations of human rights that we are witnessing in Italy because of his rules. And we feel, you know, abandoned. I already asked with the public appeal for help of foreign governments and foreign NGOs, whoever has in mind the attention to human rights. I think that today should do something to help Italy and other countries who are living this nightmare, because really people are starting to leave the country, to emigrate to the north of Europe, to Sweden, Norway, or to wherever we can live in peace and without being persecuted and, you know, indicated as criminals, and so discriminated by even by other people in all our lives. You know, I don't know if you want to ask me some questions, some further question, I can I can answer.
I would like to know if there's protests going on.
Yes, of course, there are protests, but the government is totally ignoring them. They have a sort of no effect. The media are blaming people who protest, accusing them to be terrorists or crazy people, you know, irresponsible people.
That's part of the worldwide lockstep approach. That is the only reaction that we see anywhere. No one ever discusses what these people really are doing, what they really want. But the only knee-jerk reaction is right-wing, Nazi. That's it.
Which is totally false, because we have lots of leftist movements and even politicians who clearly and expressly attack the government and ask the government to stop all these, because the violation of our constitution are so evident that even the highest courts have started, you know, putting the question on the table, the issue on the table of the not legitimacy of these rules according to our constitutional law. But the government is going ahead as if it was, you know, untouchable. Untouchable is the right word. Mario Draghi feels like he's the, you know, the Führer of Italy. I don't know how to define him better.
He looks the part too.
Well, I mean, he feels that he's backed by the agenda. You know, that's why he's...
That's probably
of course.
I was wondering, the people that you see on the streets now, are there more like vaccinated people who are kind of waking up to the situation, or like formally, well, I mean, not, they don't have the status anymore, I guess, like soon at least. But is this changing a little bit, the crowd that's demonstrating?
Yeah, we have increasingly vaccinated people joining the demonstrations because, as I told you, some of them have experimented adverse effects. Others simply don't agree with his, you know, fascist approach against unvaccinated, and don't like being compelled to receive the third dose or other restrictions if they don't do it. Something is, moving in that direction of widening the support of these protests. But in any case, the majority of people have been so much terrified by the media panic spreading about the danger of death of this COVID Omicron variant, which in fact is just a sort of a cold, nothing more than a cold, but people are so scared that they use double masks, even in the open air. They forbid their children to meet the others because they are afraid of the infections. So we have a sort of psychopathological behavior among so many people that can't understand the illogical pattern. You know, it's really difficult to have a dialogue with these people because they are so, in the loop of fear that they can't go out of that. So there is also a psychological issue, a very important one. And also vaccination of children are rushing.
Oh my God.
Are going on very fast. I'm so worried about this because a lot of parents are taking their children to the hubs because they're, convinced that it's for their good and for the good of society and whatever. I don't know.
There's also, you are also a founder even of Progetto Eurexit.
Yes. And this is an association that I founded in 2013 with the purpose of discussing the, the real opportunity, the real possibility of exiting the Eurozone, not only for Italy, but for all European countries that don't take advantage on it. Because dialoguing with other countries, members, we discovered that the euro is not so, useful and good for all countries, especially for peripheral ones. And we thought that a discussion in Europe about a way out of this, frame, the Eurozone frame, should be started. In alternative, some structural reforms of the Eurozone structure should have been implemented. And today, some of them have been implemented. Some, bonds have been put into discussion. But in any case, we think that this structure doesn't work really because there are so many imbalances between countries that are not solved by the euro system. And we propose the study, the mutual analysis of new solutions to solve the economic and macroeconomic problems in Europe, in the Eurozone, more than us.
Is that your I assume you are a member of a political party, or else you wouldn't be a member of the European Parliament,
well,
right?
Well, I was a member of the Liga party, but I exited it some months ago because I didn't agree with the support to Mario Draghi's government. So I asked my party to discuss the issue. They denied me that, and so I decided to exit the party because I totally disagree with this support. I think that my conscience doesn't allow me to support a fascist government, whoever leads it, and for no any reasons. So the reason was that of allowing the drawing of the PNRR, you know, plan for the European Recovery Fund money.
Yeah.
But this is not a good reason to support fascist rules and the persecution of minorities, I think.
Do you think do you think that the Italian population could be able to unite after a project that wants to get Italy out of the EU? I'm asking this because we've spoken to many representatives of Eastern European countries, and all of them are saying that the people in their countries are both skeptical of their own governments because, as they said, fascism is only one generation ago in these countries, but they're also very skeptical of the European Union. And yeah. So am I, by the way. I've always been opposed to this right from the start. And I don't think that we need this mini government, which is now about to be installed. I think that's what they think. It's not going to happen, I don't think. But a mini government under an idiot like Uschi von der Leyen. So do you think that a majority of the people in Italy are opposed to this EU domination?
Well, I don't think it's a majority nowadays, because as we are witnessing about COVID, also about the Eurozone, the mass media have for years and years supported a narrative where the euro has saved Italy by failure. The euro is fantastic, wonderful. We couldn't live without it and whatever. Mm-hmm. So the majority of people are convinced that if we had not the euro, we would sink in the Mediterranean Sea, as well as they thought that if there was a Brexit, the UK would sink in the North Sea. But this didn't happen. But still today, there are people thinking that, oh, the UK are all so bad now because they exited the EU. Well, when they go there, they see that it's not like that. But, you know, the fact is that in any case, there are a good percentage of people who are really convinced that the EU is not working well, definitely, and the Eurozone and the euro are more a problem than a value for us. So going ahead with this situation, I think that this percentage could grow.
So, like, as you know, since you're a member of the European Parliament, what's the atmosphere there like? Is it are there people opposed to what's happening, or is everyone just playing along and you're one of the very few people who's speaking out?
Well, the majority of groups are supporting this vaccine campaign and the decisions of the Commission von der Leyen. Inside the groups, there are nonetheless some MEPs who disagree, some of them firmly disagree, but the majority of them don't come out to light because they are threatened by the groups to be expelled if they do. So they keep silent by, you know, behind the scenes, they support our work. I think that next month, if things go worse and worse, more of them could decide to expressly stand for human rights by us, side by side with us. At the moment, we are sort of seven, eight MEPs, five of us most active, and few more will be in next month. Mm-hmm. But we are just a few. We are just a small minority at the moment. Mm-hmm. I hope that, I don't know, the new presidency of the parliament is a little more sensitive about these issues. That's what I really hope, and I will what I really check. But as far as the commission is regarded, the commission is totally compliant with the Italian government. And I proposed several interrogations to the Commissioner of Health of the European Union about the vaccines, COVID vaccines authorization for emergency use, adverse effects, or other important aspects, also the contracts. Lack of transparency about many information, but they always answer in a very disappointing way, you know, evading the questions. They just don't reply, really.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, you know, like information about corruption going on, or like, I mean, something concrete, or is it more that everyone is playing along because they're overwhelmed by fear? Or have other reasons? Why do you think it is that they're not looking more?
Well, I have not concrete evidences to affirm that there are corruption behaviors. But, well, you know, there are already have been allegations against the Commissioner of Health who received some payments.
4 million euros, right?
Yeah. So we also proposed an interrogation about that, which was answered directly by Ursula von der Leyen, saying that that money was received before having the charge of the commissioner.
Makes a difference. Difference does that make? How stupid do they think we are? Well.
Quite enough. Yeah. I think that they consider all the people who don't belong to their, you know, very strict circle as stupid and you know, dumb,
very obvious,
useless. Mm. I will be in any case. I will be in Brussels on Sunday, and I will have a place. I will talk in the big demonstration where I think you will always talk.
We're still thinking about it.
You didn't confirm yet.
No, we want to keep it. We want to keep thinking about it to the very last minute. But we'll see. Okay. We'll see.
Well, I already confirmed my presence with my colleagues, MEPs. I think it's important in this moment to show that there is a connection between European countries and European parliaments, European politicians who want to cooperate to get out of this totalitarianism, sanitary totalitarianism, because people are really desperate. They just ask us to do something every day to save them. Also, in Brussels, there is an issue regarding the people working at the parliament, at the commission, and the European institutions who are very, very worried and even discriminated if they are not vaccinated. So I think that we all should fight for our rights, because if we don't, we will lose them forever.
Absolutely. I agree. Okay, that's a good reason to, if you're there, that's a good reason to come for us.
It would be a pleasure for me to meet you in person, have further, you know, discussion on what we can greatly do, because I followed your activity, your party in Germany. I think it's a great idea. It's a great initiative. And I really would like that something like that can be born in Italy too, because we definitely need to have a political voice and the official representation of all of these people who are abandoned, you know?
Yeah,
Absolutely. If we could have political connections, that
absolutely
would work.
We must have that.
And we can also see from, you know, the, because we got appointed the leaders of this party together with seven other people, but or got elected. The thing is that we can see there's so much resistance from, you know, the old board of directors. Basically, they cling on to their post, which is gone, you know. But they, so it seems to be a lot of initiative in order to hinder the party from, like, really, you know, starting to take action. So it just shows how important it is and how important a political party that's really able to take action is in these days.
Because all of the other political parties, all the established political parties, have completely lost out. They have lost all credibility. None of them is capable or willing to do anything about the about the corona measures. This party is willing to do that, and that's why it's being attacked. That's why probably the intelligence services, which is the people who are pushing the corona agenda, really. That's why the intelligence services are trying to infiltrate the party. But we're cleaning it up right now, and it's going pretty well, because people in this party are particularly aware of such shenanigans, to put it that way.
Okay, very good to know. I hope that you can resist all attacks and get stronger and stronger, because your example can be really encouraging for all of us.
I hope so. Okay, well, maybe we're going to meet on Sunday then.
I really hope so. If we have you have my contact, so yes. Just let me know and we can have a good talk in person.
Or else we're going to come to Sicily.
Oh, why not? So that would be great for me. Yeah. Whatever you like, it, you're my guest.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, thank you very much. This was, one hand, a little bit disturbing, but on the other hand, as you are a fighter, this is also encouraging.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm really a fighter.
Yes, I can see that. Excellent.
I won't surrender.
Very, very good. Okay.
Goodbye, and thank you again for inviting me.
Thank you for coming. Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.